This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Nothing brings people together like infrastructure. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Politics makes strange bedfellows, and Exhibit A is the AFL-CIO Labor Union and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, plus about two dozen other business and labor groups uniting to push for a bipartisan infrastructure bill out of Washington. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with details. Hey, Nova.
Hi there, Sabri.
So this coalition is coming out just as the Senate is crafting infrastructure legislation. The timing, I assume, is not a coincidence.
Yep, not a coincidence. The first statement out of this group pointed right to the $1.2 trillion bipartisan framework that senators in the White House agreed to. Now, that was a couple of weeks ago. They're now writing the bill based off of that framework, and the Senate is expected to take it up this month. So this group is saying, let's get this done because, as they pointed out, they think spending money to upgrade infrastructure means, and this is a quote from their statement, middle-class, family-sustaining jobs.
Well, whenever this infrastructure bill gets taken up in the Senate, it'll need 60 votes to pass. Do we know whether the votes are there?
Well, we think they might be. Yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell himself said there is a decent chance that they could get this done, especially because it's a much narrower bill than what the White House first proposed. And this business and union coalition, Sabri, that's now putting its weight behind this infrastructure deal, is filled with a politically influential group. So that's a lot of political muscle coming at the senators as they're writing this bill.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you.
You're welcome.
The Olympic flame has arrived in Tokyo in a low-key ceremony, 2 weeks ahead of the start of the Games. Yesterday, officials confirmed there would be no spectators at venues in and around the Japanese capital because of a rise in COVID cases. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports from Tokyo.
This morning should have been a moment of high excitement, the beginning of the final stage of the Olympic torch relay, as it makes its way to its final destination at the Olympic Stadium in 2 weeks' time. Instead, the torch was presented on an almost empty sports field, doused with rain and with only a few officials and media present. There will be no relay through the capital, no cheering crowds lining the streets. Instead, Tokyo is being put under another state of emergency. COVID infections have been rising steadily here for the last 3 weeks, and it has become all too obvious the current COVID restrictions are no longer working. With just 15% of Japan's population vaccinated, and a majority of people here still hostile to holding the Olympics, organisers last night made the decision to hold the Games without spectators.
That was Rupert Wingfield Hayes with our editorial partner, the BBC. The postponement of the Tokyo Olympic Games is costing around $3 billion. The game as a whole, including postponement, cost about $15.5 billion to put on. The Olympics were expected to draw $815 million in revenue from ticket sales. That number will now be about zero. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.7%. Dow S&P futures are up in the 3 to 6 tenths percent range, with the Dow future up 204 points. NASDAQ futures are down 0.1%. Pfizer says it's about to ask for U.S. authorization for a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. The company said the vaccine's protection against getting infected or sick decreases after 6 months, although protection from getting seriously ill remains high the whole time. The FDA and CDC put out a statement saying booster shots were not needed, at least not yet.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Ocean shipping and freight rail prices. Those are the targets of an executive order President Biden could sign as early as today. The idea is to increase competition and cut down on aggressive pricing in ocean shipping and freight rail, which the administration argues are so consolidated, they're making it increasingly expensive for American manufacturers to ship their goods and driving up prices for consumers, too. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin reports.
The Biden administration is taking a hard look at consolidation among ocean shipping companies. But that's not a new problem, says Mark Zaccone from the IHS Market Journal of Commerce.
Things really got bad, I think, during the financial crisis.
The one over a decade ago now. Maritime companies had built all these big ships, Zaccone says, and suddenly demand tanked. Some firms lost their investment and merged.
So within roughly about 5 years, we went from about 20 container lines to about 10.
And to increase efficiency, those remaining largely foreign container lines started teaming up with each other to share space on their ships, sort of like airlines. If they don't have a seat for you, they might put you on another carrier they have a deal with. Now, more than 80% of the market is controlled by three big shipping alliances. Tom Derry, CEO of the Institute for Supply Management, says the American companies paying those alliances high prices don't like that.
There probably are some companies who are complaining to the administration about the cost of transportation. But you know what? It's the risk of being in the business you're in.
Derry says the pandemic is really the issue here.
No one suggested that the alliances had too much power in 2019.
Demand is so high and the supply chain is so stretched at every stage. Derry says it isn't just the shipper's fault that costs are so high.
I think it's a little misguided. I mean, this will be a self-correcting problem.
Once demand cools off and labor comes back, he thinks pricing will return to normal. But in the meantime, enforcing rates could be challenging, since the Biden administration doesn't appear to be extending the regulators' powers.
So I don't know what this executive order does other than to say, go do your job, which they will do, which they do already.
That's Texas A&M Galveston Maritime Business Professor Joan Molesky. She says the job of managing foreign companies that the U.S. depends on is already a reach. Perhaps, she says, the administration will have an easier time dealing with the American rail companies. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our technical director is Jay Siebold. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.